following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, Refuge Daily. This is Mike Rogers again on a thankful Thursday. This thankful Thursday happens to be Veterans Day. And so we're here today. I'm here today with a couple of veterans. And they're both from the veterans from the Navy. I got Mike Mashad with me, and I also have Bill Blake with me. And I've asked them to come here down to Patriot Point. This is a place that was put together or inspired by another brother of ours who's in heaven right now. His name is Zach Martinez. And so we thought that this would be appropriate time to not only be thankful for today, but be thankful for our veterans. And so we're celebrating that, and we have a walk that's going to be going on later today at 2 o'clock. I'd like to invite you down here, but I wanted to ask these guys a couple of questions and give them a chance to share from their hearts, and then we're going to take it from there. Okay. So guys, I'll start with Mike. Mike, what was it like for you, and some thoughts that you might have of serving the military for the United States of America?
All right. You know, Mike, it was a great experience for me. It was during peacetime. It was the mid-70s. Joined the Navy, stationed at Whidbey Island, Washington. And then I was stationed on overseas on the USS Kitty Hawk. So I was avionics, worked on A-6s at the time. Our purpose was to keep peace and protection on the West Pac coast. And I just loved it. My term of 4 years. I wish I would have stayed longer, but I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity of 4 years.
Great, thanks. And Bill, what was it like for you?
Well, not like Mike. I was actually in service during the war, Vietnam War. Enlisted in 1967, got out in 1971, so I was in for most of the uptake over there in Vietnam. And when I got out, went on to do other things. But while I was in the service, I was a boiler technician. I was responsible to steam the engines, keep the ships going, on a destroyer, and many times off the coast of Vietnam, we chased the Kitty Hawk. Was in flight ops, so many times I would see that ship pull away from us as we were trying to keep up with them. But I don't regret my years of service. I don't hold any offense against anybody that didn't serve. I went in strictly because in '66, when I graduated, they were drafting everybody to go over there and fight, and I didn't want to be on land. I decided to be on the ocean. So I joined the Navy.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that stuff. Both of you guys had served for our country in the military during times of war, and if there is ever really times of peace. Sure. But in any case, defending our country for the defense of our country. And now you're serving the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I asked if there was something you might want to share about that, if you had a verse that you might want to share, or maybe even a prayer or anything. And I'm going to ask Bill to go ahead and share that now, if you would.
Well, when you first mentioned that you wanted us to either have our favorite, you know, verse or something like that, I did a little reflection on it. And I thought at this time, myself, I thought of Proverbs 10:12. And it simply states, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. And this was a saying from Solomon. So I think at this time it's appropriate that we think of that.
Very appropriate. Yeah, very good. Thanks very much. And Mike, is there something you'd like to share with us?
Well, before I say a prayer of military and veterans prayer, I am encouraging, like Mike Rogers did, that this spot, which is going to grow with the blessing of the Lord. We were started by a gentleman, a Vietnam veteran, a Purple Heart, Zach Martinez Sr. I really encourage you, for all you veterans and families of veterans, to come on out. to honor those who are currently protecting our country and continuously giving us freedom. So what I picked out today is simply this. Heavenly Father, thank you that you defend your people with your mighty hand. Please hear my prayer as I lift up our military and veterans before you. They work tirelessly to defend our country. Bless and protect them, Lord, and use their work for the good of our nation and your glory. May they know your presence with them at this time. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with them always. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Hey, I want to thank you guys a lot, not only for your service to our country, but your service to the Lord. I want to give thanks and praise. You're awesome brothers in Christ, and you're a great witness of what God can do in people's lives. And so thank you for spending your time here with me today and for sharing with those people Refuge Daily. And we also want to give thanks for Zach Martinez, what he did here by putting this thing for Patriot Point. It's a great place to come and reflect, do some reflection here in Huntington Beach. We also lost a brother this year, and his name is Rusty Vogel. He's gone home to be with the Lord, but he also served in the military, and you'll probably see both of those pictures at the end of this videotape. So God bless you. We hope to see you here today at 2 o'clock for the Patriot Walk. Come on down for the ceremony that starts at 2, and we're signing out for Refuge Daily on this thankful Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.